Today I'm announcing the unsealing of a 3-count indictment charging Sean Combs with racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, interstate transportation for prostitution. The indictment alleges that between at least 2008 and the present, Combs abused, threatened, and coerced victims to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct. As alleged in the indictment, to carry out this conduct, Sean Combs led and participated in a racketeering conspiracy that used the business empire he controlled to carry out criminal activity, including sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and the obstruction of justice.
That's like all the crimes that you can commit all in one. And P. Diddy, this all came down at the end of last week. I think we talked about it a little bit, but the potential for this story to really snowball into something that is grabbing the attention of Americans at every level is pretty significant. Now we all sit and watch and wait. Is it going to be an Epstein kind of a situation where everybody kind of knows what happened? We know what happened, and we know that there are high profile people involved. But for some reason, for some unforeseen reason, we just don't have the details, and it doesn't feel like anyone's been held to account. Question is what will happen to P. Diddy? And that is our YouTube question for today surrounding that. What did P. Diddy do? Do you want to know? How much of the details do you want to know? I've been reading about it and, you know, reading some of the rumors and stuff that are swirling around at some of the people who are talking about the P. Diddy situation, and it's terrible. And if even a fraction of what is being suggested is to be true, then whoa, what are we doing? That's the question for you on the Annie Fry YouTube channel today. Do you want to know what P. Diddy did? Yes, you want to know all of it. Yes, you want to know the bare minimum. No, you don't want to know, or no, you don't even care. So go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and cast your vote for that. And we will, generally speaking, when we do things like this, I wait to see how much y'all care about these types of things and shift accordingly how much time we spend covering it. I'm very interested in it. I want to know what happened, but I'd love to know how you feel about it. In the midst of this weekend, we are seeing heightened concerns of what is going on in the Middle East. Israel continues to push back on Hezbollah. We have seen a pretty surgical attempt to defend themselves as they push back against what Hamas has done in conjunction with the threat of Hezbollah, all funded by Iran. And Israel is there doing what they need to do in order to protect themselves, and the tensions continue to heighten. September 23rd. So we're a good 2 weeks away from the year anniversary from October 7th of last year. And this story has been such a tragic story, knowing that there are still hostages that are in captivity right now, being held in places shielded by children and hospitals and however Hamas is choosing to operate with the hostages that are left. And it's a really, really important global story that affects the way the United States and their relationship with other countries, it affects us, it affects you. You have a great culture concern on the forefront right now in the P. Diddy story. And on the world stage, we have great conflict, great tension, where our greatest ally is the head of one side of this conflict. And then you take it home and we have an open southern border that we continue to not maintain. We continue to not manage. And we continue to see the effects of people who are coming into our country illegally or under some sort of plan that has been put together by the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden administration to make it simpler for people to come across that southern border to enter into our country. And we continue to face the consequences of it. I haven't even mentioned yet the economy. I haven't even mentioned yet the fact that we have two people running for office right now who want to manage the economy. One of them who has a track record of successfully making your pocketbook swell, making your checking account, your ability to have a savings account, your paycheck sing when Donald Trump was the president. And Kamala Harris, she's out here trying to sell us the ideas of hopes and ambitions and dreams, but she's not really telling us at all how she's going to do the things she needs to do in order to make us feel a little more comfortable financially in America.
While our economy is doing well by many measures, prices for everyday necessities like groceries are still too high. You know it and I know it. So I have a plan to lower costs on everything ranging from healthcare to groceries, including taking on corporate price gouging.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us what that plan is. We're waiting. I mean, we're days away from the election. In 43 days, the election is going to come to a close and we're going to have made a decision. And she tells us she has a plan for price gouging. Did you notice she never talks about the uncomfortable nature of this economy that you and I are both experiencing? The prices that are becoming more and more difficult to afford. These savings accounts that are dwindling because when the washer breaks and you've got to replace it, it's outrageous how much more expensive it is. So you have to dip into your savings or maybe go across from the savings into a credit card debt with astronomical interest rates. You know what I'm talking about. You're living this experience. I'm living this experience. We're all living this experience. And you cannot listen to Kamala Harris talk about the economy without doing what she did in this very, very clip here at the beginning.
While our economy is doing well by many measures.
I don't feel it. I'm not feeling it. And you reminding us of that in the same breath, telling us, you know, the economy is doing really, really great. But I understand it. Some of you don't feel it. No, we all don't feel it. We're all not feeling the benefit of all of the great things you're doing with this economy because you're doing enough bad things that negate the good things that for us average Americans, we don't feel it. That first sentence that she says there is supposed to assuage any fears that because she's been the vice president for 3.5 years, that somehow or another, you know, things have been pretty good. It's not too bad. It could be worse. It could be better. But it's not that bad. How long can you sustain the economic situation you're facing right now, the financial situation that you are in right now? How long are you willing to put off making purchases that when Donald Trump was in office, you could have made? Making purchases that were things that you enjoyed and now getting into the place where you are concerned about being able to make purchases that you need to make. Where's that money coming from? How long can you continue to maintain this? Because Kamala Harris is saying, I need you for at least 4 more years. I need you to deal with this for at least 4 more years. And every time she utters the word investments that she and her government want to make, that's more money out of your pocket. So that she can launder some tax money through taxes afforded to you, take money out of your pocket, and then what do you know? She's going to offer you the safety and security that you need because of it. But you don't need the right to provide it for yourself. You need to hand it over first. You need to hand over the money, the hard-earned money that you're making right now, so that they can spend more money. Forget about the national debt. Forget about the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that we're facing right now in national debt because we spend more than we take in. You want a government that is going to balance that? It's not going to come from Kamala Harris, and I'm skeptical if the Republicans are capable of doing it themselves. The 43-day decision that we have left to make, the understanding that there is such a stark contrast between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, everybody knows this already. The question is, are they going to get to the polls? Are they going to cast a ballot? And the answer has to be, yes, we have to vote for our own future. We have to vote for our own interests. We have to vote in a way that makes sure that people understand we got to get America right again. And I don't mean politically right. I mean, we have to be about prosperity. We have to be about opportunity. Kamala Harris says she wants to create an opportunity economy, but she doesn't tell us how she's going to do that. And if she's not going to tell us how she's going to do that, how are we supposed to believe that she even knows what she's doing? With every day that passes that she chooses not to provide for us actual solutions and plans and policies, it's pretty much reverting back to that understanding that it is supposed to be enough that she is not Donald Trump. That the Donald Trump opponent is enough to make you show up and make sure that the scary orange man never finds his way back into the Oval Office. Here's a Democrat voter on C-SPAN named Roger.
Roger in Kansas on the line for Democrats. Good morning, Roger.
Yes, I have my main issue. I'm going to close my eyes and then I'm going to vote for closed borders. I'm going to vote for less taxes. I'm going to vote for more reasonable energy costs. And if you vote, close your eyes and vote that way, it's a pretty simple choice because both candidates have a history. So you just vote on that, and I don't have to tell you who I'm voting for.
Roger in Kansas knows, as a Democrat, that the only opportunity where economic growth is going to make it back to where Roger in Kansas can feel it, or Annie in Illinois, or you sitting in Missouri can feel the benefit of making that decision at the top of the ticket, even if you have to close your eyes, you still have to vote for Donald Trump. There's only one obvious answer here, and the answer is Donald Trump. And I could spend time explaining to you, sometimes I have before, but I could spend time explaining to you how Donald Trump is not the big, bad, scary boogeyman in the closet that he's been made out to be. That's not who he is. He's bombastic. He won't back down from a fight. He sometimes will pick a fight here and there. But I mean, honestly, that's the kind of fighter I want right now. While the world stage is looking as unstable as it has ever looked, and America is nowhere to be found in the leadership, I want somebody who's going to be able to stand for what America stands for on the global stage. I want somebody who's going to want to advocate for the American people, Roger in Kansas, and you sitting here in the middle in the Midwest trying to make ends meet, working your butt off and knowing, you know what, I should be doing well right now. It's not about making it. Just getting by is not what we strive for in America. Maybe it's the first step of where you're going, but just the idea that we're just trying to get by, That's not the whole of the American dream. We want to make it. We want to feel success. We want to be independent. We want to feel like we can make decisions for ourselves and what we do today won't crash what we're able to do tomorrow. We want prosperity. We don't want to feel limited. That's so far out of reach right now in the Biden-Harris America that the thought of putting Harris in charge will probably be more effective at enacting a lot of those very far left progressive policies that have got us to where we are right now. You can kiss the idea of prosperity in your own life goodbye because the Kamala Harris administration is going to tell you when you've done enough and you've got enough and they're going to take from you once you've got there. And, you know, it's up to them to judge. When you're talking about equity over equality, you're giving somebody the power to determine where that line is drawn. The difference in equal outcome versus equal opportunity is where America thrives. And equal or equity, which is what Kamala Harris very much so is invested in, it's essentially the embodiment of socialism, and it will crash America if it hasn't already. Let's take a quick break. While we're talking about trying to make it, we're talking about trying to succeed and make ends meet. Something I'm talking about a lot, of course, is babies and you know, being pro-life and all that. There's an opportunity for you to put your money, even if it's a $6, $7, $10, where your mouth is, and support the Princess Storm Diaper Drive this Wednesday. We are going to be broadcasting live from the Ruler Foods in St. Charles, and I'm very excited to bring on Jerrica Franks. She's the community engagement manager at the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank, along with Princess Storm, in studio next to talk about the need where you and I can show up and make a difference. We'll be right back.
The Diaper Bank is just an amazing organization. They responded to a need in the community that a lot of people don't think about.
People aren't able to afford basic need items. And it's surprising that people don't think that diapers and period supplies are basic need items like toilet paper or soap or deodorant, but they are.
I think any mother, any struggling mother, knows how it feels when you have that little bit of help and everything is not loaded on your plate.
During the weekday mornings, you can see what happens to those diapers. You see them go out to partners. You see them doing what our mission is, helping those who need diapers.
When individuals and families are able to have access to basic need items that they need, like diapers and period supplies, that really reduces your stress. That reduces any mental health issues that you might experience from that. It greatly increases the quality of life. The mission of the...
So you're listening to a video that is really out there to promote the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank. And that's what we're here to do today as well, because you've heard me talk about this before. We talk about like government and how government can help. Forget about all of that, because if you're waiting on government to help everything, you'll be waiting forever. So what we have tried to really stress here, it's kind of part of our Conservatives Cares motivation, is to say to get off your butt and to do something that can help real people with real action in real time. And we've been partnering with Princess Storm over at Hot 104.1. This will be our third year, possibly?
Yeah, this is our third year.
This is our third year. And how long, Princess Storm, who's in studio with us right now, how long have you been doing this diaper drive?
4 years, yeah.
4 years. So we found out that she was doing this. D to the C was like, hey, you two friends of mine, why don't you help each other? And we were like, yes, sir. And we did it. And we're so glad we did. Yeah. Ruler Foods has been our sponsor for this. We're broadcasting this Wednesday at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles. And I'm imploring you to show up in a big, big way and prove that we care and that we help, and to help the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank. And joining us in studio also is Jerrica Franks, who is the Community Engagement Manager at the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank. Jerrica, thank you for coming in here today. It's
of
great
course.
To see you.
Thank you guys for having me.
So talk to me, Jerrica, about the real world experience that you have with the Diaper Bank, the kind of help that St. Louis needs to show up and to help these moms and dads trying to put diapers on babies' bottoms.
Of course. So we are a member of the National Diaper Bank Network, and they did a study just last summer and released a very alarming number that 1 in 2 families are struggling to Wow. afford diapers. As a mother, I'm sure you know that it takes about $1,000 every year just to diaper a baby, on top of all the other products, rash cream, wipes, all the things that it takes to give a baby a clean, healthy, dignified life, but also considering that we have other bills to pay. And so this year, this is our 10th year of existence. Oh my God, I can't talk. And we are budgeted to distribute 3.5 million diapers here in just the St. Louis metropolitan area.
3.5 million diapers? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So where do they come from? Where do these diapers come from?
So we are very grateful that the community is big in giving. We also purchase diapers through grants and mm-hmm. donations as well. We're able to purchase through the National Diaper Bank Network at a fraction of the cost of diapers that you get wholesale, you know, Target or Walmart.
Yeah.
So it's very a community oriented thing, because you're not able to purchase diapers with any kind of federal funding. So we are not qualified to receive federal funding through grants either, outside of grants from that. So we are.
Is there an obvious reason for that? Off the top of my head, I'm trying to come up with one. We buy everything else with federal funding. I don't know why diapers for babies should be.
They do not see diapers or period supplies as a basic need item. So unfortunately, we are stuck with having to pay for that out of pocket, as well as we pay a luxury tax on diapers and period supplies too. So there's an additional about 4.22% luxury tax that we're paying, which luxury, you know, that's the Tesla you see driving around. That's the Jaguar. That's diamonds, but
it's
also
not,
diapers.
Not diapers. Ryan has twins and another one. And so you've gone through the double diapering of babies. Kind of seems obvious that it's a necessity.
Yeah, we looked at doing the whole cloth diaper thing for a while. You think about it when you're about to have a baby and you're like, oh, I'm going to do this. It's going to be good. It's going to be maybe a little cheaper. In the end, it really wasn't. And we realized pretty quickly that it also wasn't worth the time to, especially with twins, jumping in from zero babies to twins all at once. Man, we spent some money on diapers. So that was... 2014, you know, the price of everything has just gone up. The price of your rent affects how much you're able to buy baby formula and diapers and things like that. So it's everything at the same time. It's hitting people at the bottom of that economic ladder. And I know that's who you are helping.
So Princess Storm, you decided that you've got a kiddo.
Yeah. He's about to be 5 Friday.
Beautiful. That's one of the reasons why this is in September, right?
Yes.
In honor.
Kinda. It all just worked out.
It works that way. That's all right. Just own it. I've got 4 kids myself. They're all far enough apart. We've never had 2 in diapers at the same time. But you often don't realize the expense that it is until you are having to deal with it yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you were inspired to put this together. Tell us about that process.
Yeah. So, you know, starting in radio, I was just having fun and going out and just being the party girl I was. And then I had a baby and all those things stopped and COVID hit and I was at home. And it just made me realize, like, what's important. And family's important, giving back. And I wanted to do something, you know, not just for my community, but for myself that kind of makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And when I started to see how expensive diapers, you know, are. You know, kids go from a size 1 to 2 overnight, or you might rip the tag and you have to just toss that diaper and you can't use it at all.
Yes, you can't. So frustrating. That is like, you gotta be kidding me. Just hold it on there, kid.
You know, but it's nothing you can do about these things. And, you know, you can probably go cut costs with groceries, you can cut costs with gas, but you can't cut costs with a diaper for your child. So, you know, me and a couple of my friends, we were just talking about things I can do to give back, and they started to talk to me about the St. Louis Diaper Bank. I reached out to Jerrica. We met. We, you know, talked about doing a drive. And my first drive I did, you know, it was just me and her and my baby outside asking people for diapers. And you would just be surprised with how many people really wanted to give back.
Yeah.
Because if you're a mom or a parent or a cousin or an aunt and you have to provide diapers for someone, you understand the importance and the need of it. Now, if you don't have kids and you don't really be around children, you might be like, I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are, you know, dealing with that little, what you call it, like up into 2, you understand how important it is.
Yes.
And probably even longer, depending on a kid.
Yeah, certainly depends on the kid. Now, will we have, for the diaper drive on Wednesday, will there be an online place people can donate?
Yep, you can go to the website. I think I sent this to you guys, but you can go to the website and donate also. Whatever you can, $1, $2, $3, it doesn't matter. Everything helps.
Okay.
The more the better, but, you know, we will accept whatever you guys can.
I'm going to tweet out the link to that before the end of the show, so you can follow me at Annie Fry Show, and I'll post that there. I'll also post it in the YouTube chat, and we will be promoting that all day Wednesday if you're not able to make it out to Ruler Foods. But we'd really love to see you, and this year at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles, we're going to broadcast, and then my understanding is you're broadcasting right after
us? I'm right behind you.
That's fun.
I'm right behind you. So I'll be out there with you guys. I'm coming a little early. I have a surprise for you guys. Hopefully you're ready.
I don't know about
I think I like surprises.
Yeah. Yes.
Is it a slip and slide?
Maybe.
Okay, I'll have to check the temperature for that day. But sounds good.
I like you have standards. You're ripping your shirt off and you're slipping and sliding at Ruler Foods. Everybody knows
regardless
that.
Regardless of whether there's a slip and slide.
Yeah.
Hopefully no one's, you know, fixing the, what do you call that, the parking lot this year?
Yeah, we showed up. I think it was our first year.
Yeah.
We were sitting outside, setting up outside, and they were like resurfacing. The parking lot looked great by the end of the show. But this machine's like, la, 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 like the whole time. And we're like, this isn't workable. So I think he paused.
He would keep looking over at us to see if we were talking, which we're a talk show. So
yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
We're like, well, yeah, we are. Yeah. He was trying.
Yeah.
He was
it worked trying. Out. And it looked great. It was just an ironic timing there. So Wednesday at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles on West Clay Street. Please come out and see us. We would love to see you. You can also go poke around Ruler Foods afterwards if you've never been and see what I've been talking about all the time about saving money at Ruler Foods. And you can buy diapers at Ruler Foods as well. But we'll take diapers that come from anywhere. So if you've got diapers, if you want to swing by a place and pick them up and you know the right place to go get them, or you know that you have a niece or somebody who had a box of diapers they never open and it's just sitting there. I've literally got a box of diapers in my garage right now that I don't know how I missed them.
Yeah.
When Molly was grown through that size, but an unopened box of Pampers sitting right there, and So those are going to come with me.
Yeah, I have a box of diapers, and I was like going through the garages. Marcia said, why is the diaper here? And I was like, okay, I'm just going to put this in my car for Wednesday. And, you know, I've been seeing a lot of people give checks. You know, they've been writing out to the St. Louis Diaper Bank. So I have to load Jerrica up with all these things. Mm-hmm. But I'm super excited, you know, to do this 4 years in the making. It's really, really awesome to see the community come back and, you know, show out and give back to everyone.
Yeah. So, Jerrica, before we let you go, talk to us a little bit about, is there a need that is bigger than another? Is there a size preference? Like, just tell us, give us the lay of the land of what you want to encourage people to show up and show out with.
Of course. So we can always use larger sizes 4, 5, 6s. We know kids tend to stay in those a lot longer, as well as training pants. Mm-hmm. We can pray and hope that they get out of those diapers fast enough, but training pants is also a huge need too.
Okay, that's a really good piece of advice. All right, well, I'm counting on the 97.1 audience to show up and support the Hot 104.1 Princess Storm Diaper Drive that goes to benefit the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank. I always get a little nervous. I'm like, I know they're going to show up. And then you guys always do, and then I just walk on cloud nine for a long time after, because it's so heartwarming to be able to partner with the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank, with Princess Storm, who dreamed up this idea, and to support it. So I'm asking you guys to help support me, support Princess Storm, who's supporting the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank. And Wednesday should be a really great day. I'm looking forward to it.
No, yeah, I'm excited. So my goal this year was 100,000 diapers.
Yeah.
And that's like 2,000 families.
Yeah.
I believe we already reached like 60,000 ish.
Okay, good.
So that's like a small goal to, you know, overachieve, but yeah,
it's doable.
We can totally do that. Yeah. And 97.1, we're gonna show up. We're gonna help you out and hopefully push you past that very noble goal. All right, thank you both, ladies, for being in here.
Thank you.
Wednesday's gonna be a great day.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us partner with you,
Storm. What's the surprise?
She's actually going to surprise you.
I almost said it. I looked over.
I know. I almost had you.
That's great. All right. See you Wednesday at Ruler Foods in St. Charles. Please, please, please come out and support us. I will share the link where you can donate directly to help the cause. And it's going to be a wonderful day. And we're going to do it together, straight up helping those babies who need that extra diaper in their nursery. We can do that. We can do that. Let's do it together. We'll be right back.
This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
That's why we have whips.
That is why we have whips, is to signify
that's not why you have whips.
That a new story has begun.
Oh.
Like this. That's why we have them.
It's interesting.
That's why the Cowboys made them. These are the stories that you missed over the weekend. Let's start with stink bugs.
The worst.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that it was not just me, because apparently the stink bug epidemic is nationwide now. There's only a few states that do not have stink bugs. They are, and here's where we're going to go next. Wyoming, South Dakota, and Alaska are the only states in the union that are not reporting having stink bugs.
Say those again.
Wyoming, South Dakota, and Alaska.
It's not connected.
Yeah. Like they are in North Dakota, but not South Dakota, apparently.
It's like, I need a map of where there are no state income taxes and stink bugs.
Yeah, they stop right at the border of North Dakota. Wyoming and Alaska. So apparently this is a problem that has become worse and worse every single year since the late 1990s. The first stink bugs were reported in Pennsylvania in the late 1990s.
Aren't there bugs that look like stink bugs that aren't stink bugs? There are green ones and there are brown ones.
Oh, this is news to me. Please explain.
They both got that same weird shape that, right, like you should be able to identify in fifth grade geometry.
It's like a spade shape.
Yeah, yeah. But they're not the same bug.
No.
I don't know.
Or they are, and they change with the different seasons.
Yeah, or they're different versions of the same species or something.
Let's just speculate about stink bugs for the rest of the show.
I mean, I got a couple hours. You want to do that?
I don't.
It says that we're about to see the stink bugs come back, because we've had a hotter than average fall, and they tend to start to show up when things cool down, because they are like bears. They're like little bears. They eat as much as they can when it's warm, and then when it starts to cool off, they look for warmer places to hide and to go. And here's the thing, once they get inside, they're easy to kill. It's not as if they're fast or smart, but you have to kill them because they can survive the entire winter in your house if you don't kill them.
I just don't like how they're not there and then they're there.
Yeah.
Like, where did you come from? Where have you been? Where are your friends? Where's your family? What have you been doing? Why are you here? How do you eat?
These are all good questions. Where did you come from?
Why are you staring at me like that? Why do you not care if I kill you?
Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Oh, you took it.
I did. So just getting you ready for the stink bug epidemic. Now, I will give you one little piece of advice before we move on here. The best way I've found to kill a stink bug so that it doesn't stink and it doesn't leave
marks. I'm going to be honest. I've never smelled the stink of a stink bug.
Oh, really? Mm-mm. Oh, even I don't have a great sense of smell, but even I'm like, ugh, it's just putrid. You take 3 Kleenex, wad them up, smash that thing.
That's called the 3-nex.
That's the 3-nex. I didn't know if you were familiar with the 3-nex.
Everybody knows about the 3-nex.
FYI, we are making this up on the spot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, this is facts, Ryan.
So actually, you didn't know about the 3-nex.
I didn't. I'm learning. But this is my thing. Maybe I just stumbled upon what everybody's already doing. Grab 3 Kleenex, you wad them up, you smash the thing on the wall.
So the
stink doesn't get out. And you can wipe up whatever goo it leaves on your wall right there.
Well, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to go around it with the 3-nex mm-hmm. and clutch and pull and squeeze and trash.
Well, I think we're doing basically the same thing.
No, yours is messier and wrong.
No, but the Kleenex cleans it up. That's
you don't
the point.
Squish it on the wall. You squish it in the Kleenex.
Yeah, that'll
okay,
get the paint.
That's basically what we're talking about.
You talked about the gross on the wall. You got to avoid the gross on the wall.
If it's in a place where it's hard to reach and you can't quite grab it, but you can smash it, like if it's in a corner.
Well, you just need to find someone who's tall.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, too.
Ryan's like, if it's higher than a door handle.
You have to remember, I live
in a giant,
you have
to reach up and squish it.
Giant mansion.
Under a rainbow.
And so there are times that the ceilings are so high.
Leprechauns.
There's nobody even that is that tall. You know, what am I going to do? Call LeBron James. Hey, dear LeBron, why don't you come up and give me a stink bug smash? That's ridiculous,
Annie.
All
you got to do is tell him. Need the old 3-nex, LeBron.
The old 3-nex.
Speaking of, the YouTube live chat poll for today is, what did P. Diddy do? Do you want to know?
Thank you very much.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Clearly
I'm just going to tell you right now, I want to know all of it. Anyway, go on. Your segment. Oh, no.
Trump is now selling $100 silver coins, and it's a bit of a markup. $100 for $30 worth of silver. But
it's a fundraiser.
It's a commemorative coin.
It's a campaign fundraiser.
Yeah, add this to his $400 sneakers, his NFT trading cards, and apparently I didn't know he had $60 Bibles as well.
How did you miss the Bible story? It's the libs' favorite.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I missed that.
Dude, Trump
do you
Bible.
Not even know Scooter?
Well, he's having a good day now. $100 for a Trump coin. Now, I got to admit, I don't think that's a bad investment because if these are limited edition things, this would be the one of the things that I probably would buy.
It's like paying $45 for a $4 hat.
Yeah.
You're donating.
Essentially, you are.
And instead of making a donation that you get nothing back for, now you get a coin.
But of all the things that he's sold, I could see this, maybe the Bibles, becoming something that, you know, in the future.
Sacrilegious.
That becomes like a collector's item. Oh. That you'd see at a flea market for $150 or whatever. I could see that
at a
happening.
Flea market?
Oh, yeah, you could
things
see that.
things that become of value don't show up for more money
oh,
at flea
sure
markets.
Sure they do. Sure they do.
Yeah, they're marked up for, what, $75 and you heckle them down to a cool $20?
I mean, yeah, that happens, but
at flea markets, maybe an auction.
Are you cool with Trump selling the stuff like that?
Sure, he can sell whatever he wants. Doesn't mean I'm buying it.
I tell you what, the one thing whenever I see him doing this stuff, which he does frequently, I think is I'd rather have somebody hawking this stuff than being bought by lobbyists, which I'm not saying there are no lobbyists that have any influence over Trump, but less than most politicians. The dude's independently wealthy and he's got a fundraise to cover all of his legal stuff and this kind of stuff. I'm like, go ahead. I don't even care.
It's in America, if you can make somebody feel as though there's value in trading money for thing, you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
I
do.
I say that as few words as possible.
Speaking of trading money for a valuable thing, Tamagotchi is having its moment once again. The egg-shaped toy,
millennials.
Housing a virtual pet, was one of the biggest crazes of the 1990s. Did you ever have one?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, come on.
My parents were like, nope. You don't need that. That's stupid. And I was probably hurt by that, but they were also correct. Also, I don't think I ever asked for one.
Yes, I did have one. I did not take
you
very
had
good
one?
Care of it. Yeah, I had one.
I thought
one.
It was a girl thing.
They were for girls, but okay. I had one. It was probably blue, and I was like, yeah, it's fine. It's blue. And I think
it's a
that
pretty
I
sky blue.
Killed the pet several times.
Yeah.
But they are the global sales for Tamagotchis have more than doubled between 2022 and 2023. And so they're upping production because they're just as popular as they ever were. My daughter has one, and I can tell you, I don't know why she has one, because she has apps on her little iPad thing that do much cooler stuff. I don't know why you need the little black and white egg. Last thing, add this to the list of fears we didn't know we should have. Multiple passengers on a Delta Airlines flight out of Salt Lake City reportedly suffered ruptured eardrums and bloody noses after the aircraft encountered pressurization issues at 10,000 feet in the air.
Man.
I didn't even know.
That sounds unpleasant.
That was a thing. The pressure became too much. People's eardrums started rupturing and bleeding out of the nose. So just add that to the things that you have to think about next time you get on a flight. I'm glad that I'm here to help. Oh, one more thing, since we have a minute. Trump vows to save flavored vapes if elected.
Is that in the Make America Healthy Again plan?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't really have an opinion on vapes other than that I like them better than cigarettes because I can't smell them. I don't smoke them. It's just in society if I see somebody vaping.
I don't think
vaping,
you smoke vapes. Yeah. You vape vapes.
Yeah.
Well, what do you vape vapes? Aren't you still smoking, though?
No.
You're still smoking tobacco.
No, because there's no smoke.
Yeah, but aren't you still, like, taking
you're
in tobacco?
You're inhaling tobacco, yeah,
this
but you're not smoking
it. This entire segment is just us speculating about things we don't know. from stink bugs to vaping.
We just hope you don't have the green stink bugs. We've heard they're worse.
Will Scharf's in studio with us next. You can stick around, right?
Yeah.
All right, Will Scharf in studio for the next couple segments. We got lots to talk to him about. I'm going to ask him about the P. Diddy stuff. I don't know what he's got to add to that conversation, but he knows a lot more about the law than I do. What do you want to know about what P. Diddy did? Go to the Eddie Fry YouTube channel and vote in the live chat. We'll be right back.